Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Step up to the plate and relive the golden age of baseball. We are so excited to introduce Classic Baseball Broadcast, your future destination to relive in original broadcast format the most iconic games, legendary calls, and timeless moments from baseball history. Whether you're a diehard fan or just discovering the roots of the game, everything you need, because we have a treasure chest of baseball's greatest stories told by the folks who were there. Go ahead and visit ClassicBaseballBroadcast.com today. Sign up for free, and let's keep the spirit of America's pastime alive, one inning at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park.
At Mark Spidrick. Now, each time he gets the ball back, you'll see him mumble a couple of words to the ball.
The first man ever to pitch five career no-hitters.
Catch a ball, Joe!
I don't believe what I just saw!
It's another chance for Mitchell, and he makes a fair-handed catch!
Ricky goes, a pitch stick, and he's going to have it. Leaps high in the air, and he's got it! An incredible catch by the kid!
And let it be said that number 8, Cal Ripken Jr., has reached the unreachable star.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we invite you to rise.
Hey, fans. Welcome to the Daily Rewind. My name's Tom Hannon, and I'm your host. The Daily Rewind is brought to you by ThisDayInBaseball.com. ThisDayInBaseball.com is a treasure chest full of baseball events, and we bring you everything from the thrill of victory to the agony of defeat in every milestone and oddball event in between. I am surprised every day at the stuff that I find on ThisDayInBaseball.com, even though I created the website. There's just so much content. There's over 100,000 pages, and there's stories that goes so deep in the history. They start back way back in the 1870s and all the way to current day. So there's just some amazing stuff on there. And today's episode is about March 30th, and we're going to be a little bit more present day, March 30th, 2000, when the Big E opens. Now, if you're from Massachusetts, you would think the Big E, there's a big fair in Massachusetts, the Big E every year. But that's not the E I'm talking about. I'm talking about Enron Field that officially opened with a 6-5 exhibition win over the New York Yankees, paralleling defeat that occurred when the Astrodome opened in 1965. Darrell Ward's two-run home run caps a 4-run eighth-inning rally to open the Astros' new home in style. Jeff Bagwell will deliver the first hit off future Astro ace Roger Clemens. Now, to get this party started, I'm going to let you listen to that very first hit. Here you go.
Now Jeff Bagwell for his first at bat at Enron Field with ball one. Jeff with a marvelous spring, coming off a 42 home run, 126 RBI year. And in the past, spring training has not produced big numbers for Jeff, but this year has been a different story. Up the middle, and there is the first hit at Enron Field from Jeff Bagwell.
Well, this will make Tommy Mack happy. We talked about how the hitters are going to be inclined to try to jerk the ball out of here. This is just good textbook hitting. Keeps his nose right on the ball, a sharp single right through the middle of the diamond.
Now, a little bit about what is now Minute Maid Park. The location of the stadium was once the home of Houston's Union Station, a former railroad transportation stop which held great importance to the city. When attending a game, watch out for the train located on the left field side. Whenever an Astro player hits a home run or the Astros win a game, the train moves down the track that is located on top. This train was placed here to pay homage to Union Station. The building now serves as a cornerstone for the ballpark and is listed in the National Registration of Historic Places. The main entrance also is known as Union Station Lobby. It is built to look just like the former train station. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, that four-run rally was keyed by Darrell Ward's two-run homer, and I'm going to bring that to you right now so you can listen to what it sounded like. Here you go.
Throw goes to first. Alou diving back as Darrell Ward comes up for his first at-bat. As we mentioned, Darrell has been troubled a little bit by a hamstring tightness. It's actually an area behind the knee. And they've been going a little slowly with him on the playing time. Wow.
Another broad strike call.
Ron Culpa, the home plate umpire. Ward, a 250 hitter, 9 hits and 36 at-bats this spring. 2 homers and 3 runs batted in. And he spent a lot of time looking at that left field wall and determining how to play balls off the wall in batting practice tonight. This time he hits one toward the wall and maybe over the wall. Darrell Ward, 2-run homer, opposite field. The Astros have taken the lead 6-5.
This ballpark may be more suited for Darrell Ward than any player in the organization.
All right, so that was pretty cool, huh? Just so you know, these audios came from the Astros Daily. Now, if you are an Astros fan, that is the place to be. They've got forums, they got stories on every player that's ever played in an Astros uniform. They have a This Day in Astros History. They have so much video, audio. It's a great place for anything Astros. Now, to get a little bit more into the park is now known as Minute Maid. Interestingly enough, it has had some occurrences in its history, such as the name. Now, the park itself was first named Enron Field. And those naming rights were sold on April 7, 2000, which was sold to the Houston Energy Firm in a financial trading company in a 30-year, $100 million deal. However, Astros management faced a public relations problem when the Energy Corporation went bankrupt in 2001 due to a financial scandal. Quickly wanting to distance themselves from Enron, Astros ownership asked to prematurely end naming rights. But Enron refused. Enron itself, if you know anything about the corporation, they were a very brazen group. Matter of fact, when I first started listening to podcasts, I actually listened to a podcast, which I'm going to link in the show notes, from American Scandals. And to listen to how brazen these people were about Enron and about their company and about their overall attitude was just eye-opening, which it's not a surprise they ended up where they did based on the way that they thought, but getting into a fight with them would have been difficult. On February 5th, 2002, Astros ownership filed a motion with the court overseeing the company's bankruptcy to force Enron to make an immediate decision on the matter. And by February 27th, the two entities agreed to end the naming rights and settled with the Astros paying $2.1 million to Enron. They actually had to pay to get out of the deal. It just shows you how bad they want to get out of business with Enron. And if you were in that time or if you've read about it, it was definitely scandal full. And getting away from Enron was a good thing. Now, without a naming rights agreement in place, the ballpark actually became known as Astros Field and will later become Minute Maid Park, which it has been guess it's 18 years now. So they did eventually resolve it. It took a little bit of time, but I think it worked out in the end for the Astros. You think about Enron Field, of course, here they are. There's this beautiful ballpark that the Astros built and first were named after Enron, which was a huge scandal. And then the Astros actually became a very competitive team for a long time. And, you know, Roger Clemens became their ace, who gave up the first hit, of course, to Jeff Bagwell. And he brought along with him from New York his teammate Andy Pettitte. And what happens? They're both involved in some pretty serious Pettitte controversies and a lot of other things, especially for Clemens, not so much Pettitte. But, you know, there we go. Is the Astros, Enron Field. Now they get Roger Clemens. The guy who got the first hit was Jeff Bagwell. Now, Jeff Bagwell rightly ended up in the Hall of Fame. He had a fantastic career, but he's another one who's got this huge controversy about Peds. And if you mention his name on Facebook, you've got 50% of the people talking about Peds and 50% of the people say it was never proven, but it's certainly something that's out there. All I know about it is I don't know if he did them or not, but I wish the Red Sox never traded him. Then, of course, the Astros went on to become an awful team for a few years, and then they, through the draft and good trades and everything, they came back and they actually won the World Series in 2017. And then what happened this past offseason is the sign-stealing accusations came roaring out, and everything that we found out, it's just terrible for the game. You know, so it just seems like whatever reason, the Astros, since they moved to this Enron Field, now named Minute Maid, it's been pretty much labeled in controversy over a 20-year period. It's very interesting. And if you want to really hear something interesting, you can listen to Tim Flannery rant on thisdayinbaseball.com. It's truly priceless when he talks about sign stealing. It's worth the read. So, as you all know, giving a little recap on the highlights from the simulation. So, on the March 30th simulation from Stratomatic Baseball. So, here are March 30th's highlights. The first Monday of the season is here. Only one undefeated team remains, so let's check on the full action. George Sola goes yard three times and drives in six runs as the Royals blow out the Tigers 12-6. The Cubs come back down two in the ninth, before Ian Happ hits a walk-off to defeat the Pirates 6-5. For the Red Sox, Rafael Devers homers again. He hits his fifth in four games, but it's not enough as the Orioles edge the Red Sox 4-3. The Mets barely hang on 2-1 over the Phillies. Steve Matz goes six strong innings with no runs and six Ks. Edwin Diaz gives up a run but strands runners at second and third for the save. Tampa Bay hits five home runs, two from Austin Meadows, to take down the Bronx Bombers 7-2. The Rockies' Trevor Story hits two home runs, one in the ninth to break a tie, handing the Dodgers their first loss of the season. Evan White hits his first Major League home run as Seattle beats the Twins 6-5 in a battle of two previous winless teams. The Padres, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, Deleson Lamont outduels Felix Hernandez in his Braves debut as the Padres take a one-zip victory home. Now, March 30th, thisdayinbaseball.com, we have 68-plus events, 40 birthdays, 20 passings. So if you really want to find out anything that happened on March 30th, just go over to thisdayinbaseball.com and you can see them. Another thing that you might want to check out is our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, and it's This Day in Baseball is our handle, and we have uploaded close to 100 videos here in the last week, especially on this hiatus that we're on right now, getting all that commute time back from the day job, and I've been using that to upload some videos, and there's quite a few videos, full broadcasts, all the podcasts are up, and we've got some other good stuff over there, so you might want to check that out if you're looking to fill some time, and then you're in the need for baseball, and you can also go over to thisdayinbaseball.com and you can sign up for our updates. Every page has a subscribe. All you do is fill in your email, and every time we put out something new, you're going to get an email from us, and you can really control that. So if you don't want them every day, if you want them once a week, if you just want digest, you can get that as well. So it's good stuff, so you can see what's going on in thisdayinbaseball.com. And you can also talk to other fans like you in our forums. And again, I want to thank you for joining me today. My name is Tom Hannon, and this is the Daily Rewind, and it's brought to you by thisdayinbaseball.com. And if you like the show, please share it with a friend. Tell a friend about it somehow. Share it on social media. Everybody who loves baseball is looking for looking for something to fill that void. And especially now, you know, I live in Massachusetts, and we just found out that there's going to be a stay-at-home order right into May. So you might be looking for something baseball-related, and we're hoping that this show can give you some of that on a daily basis. And you can reach out to me directly at tdinbb@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love your feedback. And again, my name's Tom Hannon. I want to thank you for joining me on the Daily Rewind. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. And we'll be seeing you at the ballpark probably sometime in the summer. All right. Be safe out there, guys. Peace. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm glad you stuck around to the end. And I just wanted to credit those audio sources. That all the credits are in the show notes, as well as a link to all the audio libraries. As a quick reminder, the best way to stay connected with us is just to sign up for the daily newsletter. The daily newsletter has trivia, quotes, link to today's podcast, history, and much, much more. Everything is in the show notes. Just click away and enjoy. And I hope to see you at a ballpark real soon.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights. Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.